Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you had asked, where are we on the mother-father controversy? And are we going to get canceled if we say Happy Mother's Day, Happy Father's Day? What do we do? Apparently, there's been some changes in one of our listeners' workplaces, and I'm even seeing articles and discussions on how if you say mother or father, you could be considered misgendering, anti-woke, and, you know, we've been calling priest father. We've been calling nun's sister, Mother Teresa. Happy Mother's Day, Happy Father's Day, Happy Birthday Dad, Happy Birthday Mom. If you go and buy a card, I don't think Hallmark has changed all their cards to primary caregiver, secondary caregiver. I'm also mixed on that. I don't know why we would do primary caregiver and secondary caregiver. Because implicit in that is one is primary and the other is secondary to that primary. Mom and dad had equal worth to the child. Primary and secondary is kind of insulting. Are you the primary caregiver of the child, Dr. Dahlia, or are you the secondary caregiver? Oh, I take a back seat to the primary. I'm secondary. Who decides that? If you and your spouse are up all night with that baby, who decides if they're primary or secondary? But apparently that's a terminology that is being used. And they're doing it to make members of the LGBTQAI plus community feel included, but the average person I know, I have family members who are LGBTQA+, I got friends, and they're not asking for that. They want to be known as dad. I'm this child's father. So then who's asking for this? But I think you're going to make a mess of things if you don't allow us to still keep mother and father. In fact, some jobs have training videos. They say use terms like primary caregiver, secondary caregiver, making sure we're not referring to partners, using gender terms like mother and father. Yet, I don't know about all women, but if a mom goes through 9 months of hell with pregnancy, and for some of us it was hell, goes through 5 days of labor like I did, tearing, bleeding, the most god-awful pain you ever had. I can't speak for all mommies, but anybody that goes through that probably doesn't want to be called secondary caregiver. They earned that term, mama. And then if you're not going to have mother and father or mommy and poppy, and if you're not going to use those terms, what are kids supposed to call mom and dad? Are we going to go to first names with that too? You know how rather than saying Mr. Smith, Mrs. Smith, as an honor of respect, people are just going Bob. Hi, Bob. Hi, Mary. because they don't want to misgender. Is that what we're going to do with kids? Hey, Dahlia, I want to breastfeed now. First of all, I'm your mommy. And all you have to do is say milk, please. Right? Pretty simple. So what's happening is you're having non-experts or self-proclaimed experts say, this is what we'll do. We're going to start this trend, and this is how we're going to fix misgendering. So we don't stereotype somebody who has a period as being female and somebody who has a penis as being male. The problem is, as I said, you're going to insult the same individuals you're trying to help. I met a gay couple, two men. They were so excited that they were going to be adopting a baby, and that baby would have two fathers. Were they excited about being called caregivers? You know, we need to know who biological parents are. There has to be, you know, caregivers. You have caregivers for people in hospice. You have caregivers for individuals who are sick. You have caregivers for kids that need babysitting. You cannot reduce somebody whose genetic material is in that child and not acknowledge their role. The reason why we have mother and father is we know who gave the X chromosome and who gave the Y. Although when you have a girl, you have two X's. But you understand that there was a genetic input. However, you could also be a mom to somebody. I was a mom to my students. I didn't necessarily have to give birth to them or breastfeed them, but I nurtured them. I cared for them. They knew they could trust me. I would always be there for them, and I would always support them. They were my baby doctors, and I was their mommy. I don't ask. Shouldn't have. But, again, we got close, and as far as these students needed, they needed support that I didn't have in medical school, that many people don't have. And if they called me Dr. Mom or Professor Mommy, I don't care. Now, I later transitioned them to Khaleesi because of Game of Thrones. But, you know, somebody could be your mom or your father and not necessarily be genetically related. But there's primary and secondary caregiver too cold. 1-877-FLE. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Docadali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So election anxiety is a real thing. Politics anxiety. Anxiety from watching the news. If any of you are feeling pretty crappy right now, you're in a funk, you're a little nervous, it's totally normal. Now, if you can't go to work, if you can't be around your family, if you can't, you know, get help, we still want you to be able to function and live a healthy life. But if you are feeling very frustrated and anxious, I hear you. Remember there was that study looking at insomnia and some people are kept up at night because of climate change? I think there's, you know, bigger, more acute things happening, but that you have more control over, but I get it. People are anxious. And so for those of us that watched the debate last night, and I didn't get to see all of it, you kind of saw the back and forth, and listen, everybody up there has, you know, credentials, and they have done, you know, good things for their party and for their constituents. But I think part of our anxiety we have right now is what the hell is next year going to look like? The 2024 election year, not that we always know the year before what's, you know, what things look like, but is anybody happy with Biden running again? Is anybody happy with the idea that it could be Michelle Obama or Governor Newsom? Are people happy that it's going to be Trump? Are people happy with Nikki Haley, with DeSantis, with Ramaswamy? And so I think the elephant in the room is who can be the next greatest president and fix the mess we're in. And the bigger elephant in the room is I don't think one person could do it. I think things are so far gone that we are going to be headed toward a civil war. When you see what's happening between Hamas, they, apparently some of the Hamas attackers were raping, gang raping the women they had abducted and then shot one in the head while they were raping her. I mean, and to see people support that, I mean, if you have in your country people that think terrorism is okay, and that rape and murder and throwing babies into an oven is okay, it starts to make you kind of wonder who you're living next to. There was a shooting. A retired attorney, 77 years old, shot two people who were blocking the road in Panama. He's an American citizen, but he was in Panama. And there were people blocking the road. And boy, does that make people mad when they have a place to go and people are throwing themselves on the road because they're trying to protect the, protect their environment. We're shooting each other. And we killed a Jew who was holding a Israeli flag in Ventura County. Have you guys been to Ventura, California? Great city, great county. We're killing each other because of their religion and their support for Israel? What the hell is wrong with people? So if somebody asked me, who do I want for president? Well, and I think one of the candidates might be better than some of the other ones, but I want somebody who's going to flip and, you know, unite the country. Tell people to stop shooting each other. Quit being anti-Semitic, racist, discriminatory. Secure the border. Put America first. Stop crime. Build our schools. Protect our schools. Fix our flailing healthcare infrastructure. And not screw up the economy. Now, we might have a candidate better than some of the other ones that could do that. But I think a lot of people right now are feeling, you know, is any president going to be perfect? No. For those people that really support Trump, you know, and all the issues he's going through, you know, right now from the legal system. You know, for those of us who feel that he is being targeted over and over and over again and people are doing their very best to try to keep him out of the race, we're like, keep going. You're our guy. For others who go, there's just so much drama. Do we need somebody young, vibrant? They're not excited for it. Or for those that don't vote conservative. Vivek Ramaswamy, I'm not sure what the hell he was doing yesterday. I think he is trying to be Trump 2.0, and he's failing at it. You know, Vivek Ramaswamy is a smart man, but he's green when it comes to politics, and he's a little green when it comes to knowing how to navigate a political field. But, you know, when Nikki Haley is starting to surge in the polls and he's calling her Dick Cheney in 3-inch heels, he's not, he doesn't have the Trump swagger. You know, he's 38 years old. He built a company. A lot of questions as to how much he needed to work with China in order, you know, to be as successful as he is. And he has a lot of potential and may later go far in the Republican Party. But I think maybe he needs to not do some of the stuff he's doing at these debates. And I know some people like that quirkiness and like that. But again, he's not Trump. And so it's not going to go far. Now, Trump went far. I think he made fun of Rand Paul's hair. A lot of people dislike Trump's quirkiness, too. But what do they like about Trump? Well, Trump says things that people are afraid to say, but want to say. Trump wants to secure the border, wants to stop illegal immigration, wants to stop cartel and terrorists from coming over. But hopefully still have an immigration policy for migrants and refugees. He wants to fix the schools, fix crime, stop the woke, stop the targeting of people who vote right. Okay, that, you know, is a pretty common theme with many of the candidates. But Trump's been in the White House before. So that's why Trump has a resounding lead. Nikki Haley is trying to come across as the one who knows foreign policy. And being ambassador to the UN, she does have more foreign policy experience than the other candidates. And so for those people who are like, we need somebody who understands foreign policy and will keep us strong and get, as we start to enter World War III, you know, be a strong commander-in-chief. Well, some people feel she might work. With Ron DeSantis, he keeps bringing up he was a veteran, and he was. He brings up how he was able to make policy happen in Florida, has a lot of credentials under his belt, has a likability factor. You know, I met the guy, nice guy, but, you know, not enough to pull him ahead of Trump. And so Tim Scott, really nice. I love hearing him talk, but again, you know, do people feel like these individuals are going to be the ones to really run this country? And if Vivek is, you know, bringing up, you know, high heels and a woman and, you know, and is going back and forth on his support of Israel, it doesn't make him, again, a strong candidate. And so, on the Republican side, people are nervous. On the Democrat side, wow. Your president is being asked to not run again. That's got to be anxiety producing. Your president has been made fun of and put on AARP magazines and every other thing and has done older individuals a disservice by increasing age discrimination. His Bidenomics is a joke. And so as a Democrat, if we have to decide if we're Democrat, if we're going to double down on who we said was going to be perfectly fine for two terms or dump them for another candidate. That's why they keep saying it's his age, it's his age. They want to say they dumped him because of his age. They don't want to say they dumped him because of policy. That's a problem. So, yeah, if you're anxious about this coming election, I don't blame you. It's stressful. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is not looking to rule Gaza after the end of the current conflict between his country and the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Following the U.S. airstrike in Syria, American troops have faced four separate attacks. Officials say the U.S. is employing proportionate responses aimed to avoid further conflicts in the region. President Biden paying a visit to some United Auto Workers in Illinois yesterday, praising them on the reopening of the Stellantis plant.
You guys sacrificed to save the automobile industry. The auto companies were doing incredibly well. So auto workers should be doing incredibly well as well.
Israel announcing daily four-hour pauses in the conflict against Hamas that allows civilians to move out of Gaza and receive humanitarian aid. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while the country might not like those of us getting older, right, because we're using Social Security, and older individuals seem to be looked upon as not as useful, I want to grow old. Right? Down with everybody. And I'm going to do the best I can to be able to live long enough to see grandkids, great-grandkids. Of course, you know, my boys need to do a little bit better job of wooing, right, potential partners. My son has a girlfriend. She loves him, and he loves her, and she puts up with him. So as far as I'm concerned, she's a goddess. I mean, honestly, wow. Got to find somebody for my other son, but it's no rush. Let them take their time. But by the time they do have grandkids, or maybe great-grandkids, I hope I'm around. And so the American Heart Association has come up with eight heart healthy habits called Life's Essential Eight. And those who scored high using those and with those at a younger biological age. Now, some of you have seen these articles saying that people have a lower biological age than their age. They shave 10 years off their life. And you're like, okay, what the hell are they talking about, right? But there is a theory that the more miles you put on your car, that car could be a 2022. But look at what happened to that Uber driver. After 15 months, his Tesla battery died. 15 months might not seem long in a car life, but you put a lot of miles on it, it does shave off time of the life. So we need to look at our bodies sometimes like a car. For me, I put on a lot of miles. And by the time I was 25, I was probably already a 40-year-old. When you're doing back-to-back 36-hour shifts, when you're seeing what you're seeing, the death, the misery, the amputations, and when you go through some of the trials and tribulations and you go through a lot of stress, you're putting on miles. Now, thank God I don't smoke. I don't drink alcohol. Well, I mean, not to a degree that would hurt you. Trust me, you offer me a strawberry daiquiri, I'm dropping the salad fork, okay? I'll grab it. But, you know, are we doing everything we need to protect our health? And so when you have two people who are, let's say, 50 years old or 60 years old, and one smoked, drank, did drugs, ate like crap, put their body through hell, they're going to probably appear a lot older than somebody who ate a lot of vegetables, exercised all the time, hydrated, slept well, avoided smoking, drank at a minimum. You know, Matt Perry, we don't have the final autopsy results yet. They have ruled out fentanyl and meth, which I really didn't suspect. You know, he was relaxing in his jacuzzi. He had been in and out of rehab. But when you look at him in his final days, he looks like he put on some miles. He didn't look like a healthy 54-year-old. And when people start to age quickly and look like they're aging quickly, and they're a star who has a lot of money, I mean, Brad Pitt, dang, guy's almost 60. And he looks like the way he did in his 20s and 30s. Now, how much of it is plastic surgery or Botox or fillers or, you know, good camera angles. But if he's taking care of himself, he is going to look younger, act younger. So the AHA, the American Heart Association, is going to be presenting on November 11th to the 13th in Philadelphia to talk about the essentials that you need. Because our chronological age and our phenotypic age are two different things. Chronological age is how old we were based on the year we were born. But the AHA is tracking phenotypic age, which looks at actual age, blood markers, looks at your metabolism, inflammation, organ function. And they say phenotypic age is a practical tool to assess our body's biological aging process and a strong predictive future risk of disease and health. We've observed a dose-response relationship, meaning as your heart health improves, your biological aging will slow. So you could gain it back. Another thing people always say is, well, I'm screwed. Now, I grew up in the 60s. I'm done for. No, you're not done for. You can still redeem your health. You quit smoking, your lungs start to repair. You quit drinking, your liver can repair. I mean, assuming you don't need a transplant. You know, your heart will improve. We've found time and time again that we can improve our organ health. Now, you might not live till 140, but you might be able to gain another 10 years. So, in the study, the researchers calculated the difference between actual and biological age for 6,500 adults who participated in the National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey between 2015 and 18. They averaged 47 years of age, half for male, half for female. Those who scored high for heart health had a younger physiological age. The opposite was true for those with poor heart health. They say the average actual age of those with good cardiovascular health was actually 41, while their average biological age was 36. For those with low cardiovascular health, the average actual age was 53, but their biological age was even older, 57. And so what are the eight keys to living longer and have a better biological or phenotypic age? Well, follow a healthy sleep schedule. When you talk to these centenarians, especially in Europe, they wake up at the same time every day, they poop same time every day, they eat at the same time every day, they exercise at the same time every day, and they go to bed at the same time every day. Bodies are creatures of habit, good habits, hopefully. So you go to bed at 10, wake up at 7, try and stick to that. But if you sadly have to work graveyard and, you know, shifts and do shift work and get ripped out of sleep because of pets and snoring and all that, that could be a problem. Healthy sleep schedule, number one, don't smoke. Number two, not in terms of importance. Number three, get regular physical activity. You've got to move. Whether it's walking, hiking, treadmill, weights, sweeping, cleaning, walking the dog, sex, regular physical activity. You have to, number four, adhere to a healthy diet. Number five, maintain healthy glucose levels. Even if you're diabetic, keep those sugar levels normal. Maintain healthy cholesterol levels. Maintain healthy blood pressure. Now, some of you will say, Dr. Dahlia, are you kidding me? We talk about this all the time. Tell us something new. It's not anything. It's going to be the same thing. Maybe every now and then somebody will say, bone up on your vitamin D. Get a little bit more sun. Maybe swim, potty on a regular basis. But these eight things are always going to be consistent. And sometimes people need charts or infographics. But the take home to this is you're not screwed. You can always redeem your health. But when you have a family member, like when my father died at age 62, and I saw pictures of him kind of aging rapidly in the last year or two, that's a sign that he was probably a biological age of 70 or 80. And he died and he's only 62. Yet my friends who are 62 look 20 years younger than he did. May he rest in peace. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia, don't go away.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so apologize about my hair today for those of you guys that can see my hair. So the weight loss drug obsession is 2023, in addition to all the other chaos we saw, was the year of the weight loss drug. And even though we've had weight loss drugs for a while, stars, celebs, public officials, people jumped on Wegovy, which is the weight loss FDA-approved drug that is the equivalent of Ozempic, a diabetic medication. They are GLP-1 agonists, which help decrease food slowing and promote satiety. Mounjaro, another diabetic medication, hits it from two fronts. Not only is it a GLP agonist, but also a GIP agonist. It's a double hitter. We didn't have necessarily a weight loss application for that. It's only FDA approved for diabetes. Eli Lilly now has gotten FDA approval for their weight loss version of Mounjaro, which is called Zepbound. So for those of you going, oh, there's a new drug, so we don't have to do Wegovy. It's going to be cheaper. It's going to be, it's similar. So it's kind of in this class of medications that slow down the absorption, slow down the motility, increase satiety. The cost, Eli Lilly says it's 20% cheaper than Wegovy or Ozempic. It still comes, though, to $1,060 a month. And that's the list price. If you could get insurance to cover it, great. If there's rebates or coupons, you might be able to get it down. But that's still a pretty penny. And so it does, however, boast some pretty significant weight loss. I think 52 pounds in 15 months. I need to double check that. And in a study of 25,000 adults, there was a 22.5% weight loss with the higher dosing. With the lower dosing, was 72 weeks, people lost 16% of their body weight. Another late-stage study found that tirzepatide, which is Zepbound, caused up to 15.7% weight loss among people who were obese or overweight and have type 2 diabetes. So these medications, working on our hormones and targeting these to make us more full, is kind of the way to fight obesity in the future. The glucagon-like peptide 1, GLP-1, the glucose-dependent insulinotropic polypeptide, or GIP, will slow the emptying of the stomach, make you feel longer, suppress your appetite. What are the side effects? Well, the side effects originally, they said, were similar to Mounjaro, Ozempic, Wegovy, because these medicines have been around, the nausea, vomiting, you could get diarrhea, constipation. I don't know if they mentioned pancreatitis, but pancreatitis is a concern. We know with this class of medication. And I don't think they mentioned the suicidal thoughts, which have been anecdotally reported with some of these medications, the gastroparesis, the paralysis, and the slowing down of the GI. That I don't believe was listed in the PI, but I don't have the PI to say for sure. But we are assuming that the side effect profile could be the same. Now, when people ask, why do these medications make you nauseous? Well, if the medication is designed to slow the passage of food, make you feel full longer, all right, and to make you feel more satiated. As I said yesterday, you know, you eat a big Thanksgiving dinner, you feel pretty satisfied, you feel good. But some of you, after Thanksgiving dinner, you feel nauseous. See, when I get full, or if I think I eat too much, I start getting nauseous. That's my body's way of telling me don't take any more food. So I haven't tried these medications. People have asked, Dr. Dahlia, have you tried these medications? As much as I would love to lose weight, no, I haven't. Because I know I would be the one to get the nausea, I would be the one to get the constipation, and I would be the one to get the gastroparesis. Because my satiety isn't that, oh, I feel full and satisfied. I feel sick if I eat too much. So it's different strokes for different folks. It doesn't mean the medicine is a lie and it's fake. It means it's doing its job, making you feel full. But for some people to feel full, they have to get nauseous. That's their feeling full sensation. So, you know, but here's my thing with these medications. I was interviewed by Fox 35 in Orlando, and they said, are you excited about it? Are you upset? You know, are you disliking it? I'm mixed. On one end, we are almost 50% obese in the U.S. population. They say 4 out of 10, but it's rising. So we've got to do something with obesity. And now that we're not smoking and we're getting people off smoking, people are eating more. So figuring out ways to keep people full and make them eat less, that could also help our food shortage issues. So I think the more drugs, the better. There'll be more competition and the prices will go down. The problem I am having with these weight loss drugs is we're not hearing in the news, the doctors are hopefully doing it, but we're not hearing in the news and the advertisements, guys, these studies looked at 52 weeks, 63 weeks, 75 weeks. We can't guarantee that you're going to be on this medication for 75 weeks. One, it's flippin' expensive. Number two is, even if insurance is covering it now, if your insurance company told your employer, you know what, we're hiking the rates, all these people are on Wegovy and are now going to be on, want to be on this Zep, and I can't even remember the name now. Yeah, Zepbound. We're upping our rates. So if your employer is like, let's find a cheaper plan for January 2024, and the cheaper plans are the ones that don't cover this, now you lost your drug in January. And nobody's talking about the weight gain you get when you go off these medications. If you are going to go on Wegovy or Zepbound for weight loss, you have got to make sure you are doing the 500 other things that need to be done to keep that weight down and not let it come back. But if you're going to be spending $1,060 a month and you're going to go 15 months, you're going to be spending almost 20 grand, and then you don't have any more money in the bank, you stop the shots and you gain the weight back, you're out 20 grand and you're overweight. And so when people talk about, Simon, this is when people talk about, are there mood issues and depression? There's been reports of that. Is it because of the medication that's doing it? Or is it because that they're now dependent on it? And the second they stop, they blow back up. See, if I'm going to bust my butt or I'm going to spend 20 grand, I want to be able to wear a bikini when I'm 60. And 65. But we don't know how long you could be on these medications. And if you are banking on your insurance will pay for it for 1 or 2 years or 5 years or 10 years, I'm telling you right now, probably not. We can barely fund Medicare. Do you think Medicare is going to, or even the taxpayers, are going to want to pay higher taxes so people could get the weight loss drug? And so there's too many people who are going to need it. It's just too damn expensive. If it's $5 a dose, you got something. But these medications are very expensive. That's why we have also our ADHD crisis. Right? And our school crisis. People can't get the medication because it's in short supply. So now we're starting to see school and work fall off the curve. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.